Especially when I get up 78.
What are you going to do with your husband when you move back home?
I'm not married.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Wow. Good looking lady like
I was. I divorced.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I did. I divorced too. Yeah. When I lost my business, that's when I got divorced. Hey, I think she got too used to me having lots of money.
That's
what I think. Who knows?
Yeah. No. I divorced him years ago. And he's my manager at work. And he married my best friend. It's just like a soap opera.
Yeah.
But we're all friends.
That's good.
You know, I mean.
That's good. It's better when you can stay friends like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any kids, you know, so it's like I have cats. So I got plenty of nephews and nieces. So.
Yep.
That keeps me.
I get this. That's the same thing with me. I don't have any kids, but I got lots of nephews and nieces.
Yeah, and that they
just borrow them.
Yeah. And the youngest one's 18, so it's like, yeah, you know.
Yeah. Take them back.
But all my cousins who've got kids, they're like new babies and 10-year-old, 9 and 12, so they're down. But they're all up in India. My sister's down. One of my sisters is down there, though.
Yeah, I'm going to retire up there, I think. I'm going to do it backwards. I heard there's a lot of people doing that nowadays, too. There's so much, the cost of living up there is so much cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Well, the one thing I did notice is when I went, I quit smoking. About 5 months ago, they wanted $47.50 for a carton of wine. I said, "That'd be crazy," but it was a little store. It's convenient, right? Because they live so far from a big store, you know. And he went in the store and he bought like 4 packs there. And he goes, "Here's $20 right here." I'm like, "How about one?" Why didn't you? But you know, I mean, if I was,
yeah,
I'm gonna throw a ball. I said, you can get carton of marbles for like $28 down in Florida.
Yes.
You know? But he said, that's the price because it's all the store here versus when we drive out to Walmart 40 minutes away.
That's a good reason to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they keep driving that price up on it.
Yeah. Hey, gas was $1.91 a gallon when I was up there. I had a rental car. My dad lived like an hour and 15 minutes out of Indianapolis. So I drove out there and back and around town and all that stuff. And I had to top the rental car off. I topped it off at $7.
Wow.
I was like, that's it, you know?
Wow.
$7.
So did you grow up there in that area?
Yeah, I was born up
there.
I was born in Indianapolis, but when I was almost 10, my dad had purchased property out in Cloverdale. That's the town that he's at.
Cloverdale?
Yeah, outside Spencer. That's so nice and peaceful out there. It's like, oh, man.
My cousins go to the Indianapolis 500 once in a while. They used to try to make it every year. But
me and my sister went out. We was up there July of last year, and I got me and my sister the Richard Petty ride along at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Really?
It was 180 mile an hour we were doing around the track on the road.
Wow!
It's freaking awesome, man.
Damn.
My dad's like, you're doing what?
180.
You know, they're riding the wall, and then they put a couple cars on the track, so it's like how it felt when they were passing and all the stuff. And
man.
Stopping and doing pit stops and stuff. It was so
It had to be scary when they went into the corner fast.
Yeah, it was, but it was like you were so, I was just like, yeah, I'll keep going. You know, it was so awesome.
I can imagine. I'd like to do that.
It was so,
I want to drive one of them things so bad around there.
Yeah, you can do that in Daytona or Homestead.
Can you? Mm-hmm. They let you drive?
Yeah, you have to take a class.
Yeah. When I was 19 years old, I was working union in Illinois, making big money. I bought a 454 Chevelle, a 72 Chevelle. So when I was 19, that was... So the car was like almost 8 years old or 7 years old, but it still ran good. And I got out on the interstate, it was real flat interstate, and I got it up to 180 miles an hour. 454, 1972 Chevelle.
I had a Corvette with that engine. No, mine was a 427.
It was a fast car, very fast. But that top end on that thing, man, I got to 150 and just kept going and going and going. And just went past it and just kept going.
That car that I wrecked.
180 miles an hour, man.
I drove it from here to Knoxville, Tennessee in 9 hours. My average speed was 100.
If I would have kept that car, I could probably have sold it for $200,000
today. Oh, today, yeah.
Can I pay 28 on it?
A friend of mine had one in the high speed.
You have enough in there?
Just stomp it down, just pull it off and just pull the wheels off.
This one pulled the wheels, but only about this much off the ground. It was only about maybe 2 inches at the most.
Just to do that.
Yeah, with a big, heavy car like that? It was a very fast car. Nobody ever beat me in the thing. I don't know why I sold it. It was so dumb of me to sell that car.
The only car that ever beat his was a Camaro.
Yeah.
It was, I had a Firebird not too long ago.
But at the time, nobody told me because there were still quite a few of them around.
Right.
And nobody ever said that's one of the fastest cars made and all that.
Right, just keep it.
That was the last muscle car to actually come off the factory line.
Was the Chevelle.
And then if it has, there's a 454 engine, it's called an A6 454. If it had that motor in that car, which I'm not sure if it did or not, it would be worth about... somewhere between $300,000 and $400,000. But I know one thing, it was fast. And I always told everybody, I said, man, this thing is fast, man. Maybe it did have that A6.
Can you imagine the gas mileage? How much you would pay in gas today to drive that?
Oh, man.
I was thinking about that the other day when I was in high school, how easy it was just to go fill up with gas, you know, $5 or $10, last all day.
What's that interstate that goes out of Indianapolis that goes to Peoria, Illinois? 74?
Or 74, 75?
One of them what? Two. That thing is so bumpy, man.
465, is it?
No.
75 goes up. From
it's a single number. I mean, like 74 or something like that. It's not three divisions. I think it's 74.
70. Is it 70?
Might be 70.
Yeah, because I take
it's real bumpy
70 though. To get to my dad's, and I had to go out like to 231. But
to dance towards Danville?
Almost towards Terre Haute. Okay. This is like southwest Indianapolis.
Southwest Indianapolis. Okay.
But 70 was a big one up there. 65 and 465.
This road I'm talking about is real, real bumpy, though. It used to be. Yeah. I ain't been on it in a long time, but I mean, that thing is real bumpy. 65 is always real smooth, right?
Yeah.
They keep that road in mint condition.
Oh, yeah.
The truckers out there run 110 miles an hour.
Yeah, my uncle's a truck driver.
One time when I was coming to Florida, I had a 289 Fairlane, and I was coming south on 65. I'm running 100 miles an hour, about 100 miles an hour, and a semi passing. What is this? There's something out there, they tell me, that the cops just let them run it. They let them run that 65 down to Louisville.
Right.
You know?
Just let them go.
They don't bother them. And that road is like supposed to be one of the smoothest, best-made roads in the world.
Yeah, that is, because we were on it, like last year when we went up there.
Next time you run it, think about it, how well made it is.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be one of the best, smoothest roads in the world.
When we drove out, me and my sister, she went last year when I went up there, but this time I went by myself because she stayed here, because... my niece came down from college, but
that's real pretty when you go down there because you start coming into the mountains and you start seeing all the scenery.
Yeah,
65 is beautiful right there. Mm-hmm. They had that on the History Channel. We're talking about roads, and sure enough, they said that about that stretch of road. And I said, no wonder, man, because everybody flies up and down that road fast. Real fast.
Oh, did you need to know what it was?
That was back in the 70s when people were doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, because when I was there, when I flew in, the new airport terminal there, and it was opening up the day after my birthday. So next time you fly in, you're going to fly into the new airport.
Oh, yeah?
It was right over there. I guess they want to change it back to the way it used to be called Ware Cook International Airport. Instead of Indianapolis, I guess that's like debating back and forth whether to make that the name of it.
Should be Indianapolis.
Yeah. It's like I just looked for a friend of mine who wants to go to Raleigh, North Carolina. next weekend or something like that. Found a round trip ticket for $140. Get on there. I mean, it's like, you can just, I mean, but like, I was going to go home on Thanksgiving, but it was almost over $500. So when I was up there, what they did is they made a big Thanksgiving dinner and everything, and a lot of family came over that they didn't get to see, so they cooked that, you know, so they could see it. At the birthday cake, and now my stepmom always puts a Christmas tree as the first snowfall. So it was Christmas tree, the birthday cake, Thanksgiving dinner, you know, everything.
Daniel?
Yes.
My wife didn't even see this cake.
I told you yesterday.
What I'm going to do is this new present. They're so fast.
Damn.
That it's, you don't get past them. They come up so fast. It's like the air shoots. Those big concrete yellow boats.
I know that'll wake you up.
So we're trying to make a big truck and then hauling at 60 or 70 miles an hour. Bam! It shot up and
They must have sensors or something, right? Yeah. Sensors in the road?
I don't know if we're on the road or on a post. Or,
That's pretty good.
I'm just going to, that show that was on TV is on the TV.
Is it like cops or speeders? Or?
It's, those guys, they have fancy stuff, super size. Inventors. Take a moment, they should take care of it. Because this particular, if they give them a project,
Linda?
Bad, just go right back there. Bathroom right back there.
You can just walk back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's on the right side, going down that hallway.
Thank you.
About the second door from the end.
I'll be back.
Thanks.
If you don't hold it the right way, it'll pinch. It works. It even came with directions how to do it. It's pretty easy.